Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure you get everything you need in the right amount of time, okay? So make sure you meet your deadline. Now, also, listen, real quick. So I have some really, really, really special announcements going on. I want to say a belated happy birthday to my First Lady, Miss Sister Renita Griggs. Happy birthday, First Lady. That's right. That's from my mama. Now, a very special birthday today. My daughter, Miss Amber Williams. Yeah. Her birthday is today. She is 30 years old. Come on, y'all. Let's do this right. Ready? And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amber. Happy birthday. Yes. That's for you, Amber Lou. All right, that's my baby bear. Happy birthday, baby bear. Now, so once again, we're talking about reaching your goals. We're talking about reaching goals. Now, listen, a lot of times when we're talking about reaching certain goals, we plan. You know the old saying, you plan your work and then work your plan. So, but there are some of us who get a little chicken, who get a little who procrastinate because they feel like you're not ready yet. Let me tell you this. If you have planned and planned and planned, guess what? You're ready now, okay? It's time to step out on faith and go ahead and do the things that you know it's time for you to do. If it's time for you to open your business, open your business, okay? If you have planned and planned and planned, you have your business plan, you saved your money, you have your clientele, go ahead and start your business. Start somewhere. If you have a desire, I know a young lady, she's been wanting to open her dance studio for some time now. Go ahead and do that. Find a recreation center. Do it once a week, every Saturday morning. Go to a recreation center and invite some young people to come there. And that way you can get started, and at least you'll have something going. You got to start somewhere. Remember this. You can't always start big, okay? You got to start on the ground floor. Because you know what? And why is it important to start on the ground floor? Because if you start off at the top, if you happen to fall, once you fall, you won't know how to operate on the ground floor. So if you start on the ground floor and then you make your way to the top and something should happen and you get pushed all the way back down to the ground floor, guess what? You've done it before. You can do it again. You can start from the ground floor and work your way back up again. But if you start at the top, you won't know what to do when you hit the bottom. Okay, so it's important to know, you got to know the basics, okay? You got to know the basics. So start somewhere. Start in your home. Start in the recreation center. Start at your church. Talk with your pastor and talk with some people who are in the business. Talk with some people, some elders. Our elders have lots and lots of wisdom. We should not discount our elders, okay? They have a lot of wisdom. My mom used to tell me this all the time. Young folks are made for war. Old folks are made for counsel. And she's absolutely correct on that. So listen, well, I'm saying all that to say that. I'm saying all that to say this. It's time for us, for everybody, to get up and get it going, okay? So whatever it is that you have to get going, get up and get it going. My mama said it, you're late at 8, okay? So that, for some of us, 8 o'clock has already passed. So that means you're already late. So get up and get going. Yes, you're going to lose some sleep, but it's well worth it. Yes, you're going to miss out on some things, some hanging out with your friends, but it's well worth it because God gave you a vision. You've written it down. Now it's time for you to get going and start doing it, okay? Now, I want to say this. I want to say a huge, huge, huge congratulations also to Joy. That's a little friend of mine. Her name is Joy Lewis from Zion Baptist Church. She just got her driver's license. That's a milestone. Congratulations, Joy. Now you can go to the store for your mama. Now you can go to the store for your mama and all that other stuff. She's going to send you to go pick up your little cousin and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I remember, you know, young people that think, oh, I get my license, now I can go everywhere. Uh-huh, you're going to go everywhere your mama tell you to go.
Yeah.
Running all the errands. Go to the bank for me. Go pay this bill. All right. But it's all good. It's all good. And Joy is a senior. She'll be graduating this year from high school. Congratulations, Joy. Yep, yep. Got a few of our young people doing that. So I just want to say congratulations to all of you. Listen, believe it or not, I only got 5 minutes left on this show, and I didn't get a chance to keep going around and around. Where is – tell Esther to come back. Esther! 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 TJ, go tell Esther to come here. Here she is. Come here, Esther. Okay. So, Esther, I'd like to know your opinion. So the letter that I was talking about this morning, young lady wants to be a nurse. Her parents want her to be a doctor. So how would you – her question is, how do I convince my parents that being a nurse is a good thing?
Okay, well, I think that first you should pray about it,
mm-hmm.
and ask God which direction she should take in telling her parents what she wants to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would advise that she get all the information together for her nursing school and, you know, who she's going to go intern with or study with and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the financial plans, everything. And go sit her parents down, show them that, look, this is what I want to do. I've done all the research on it. Here's all the information.
Mm-hmm.
And I would appreciate if you would, what's the word? Support me
mm-hmm.
to be a nurse. And, you know, you go, girl. You do your thing.
That's good. What about you, Tamara? How about you, Tamara? This is my honey bun. Come here, honey bun.
Come close so the people can hear you.
Look, if you're just waking up or tuning in, once again, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. We got about 2.5 minutes left. And so we're addressing the letter that the young lady wrote. She wants to be a nurse. Her parents want her to be a doctor. What she's asking, what is a good way to convince her parents that being a nurse is good?
I would just go for what I want, and then I would tell them or explain to them later.
She said, go for what I want and explain it to them later. Hey, you know, another thing you can do, how about invite your parents out to dinner? So you take them out to dinner, and then you are explaining to them, or if you want to do it at the house, you cook just a dinner for the three of you, and if you can cook. If not, you can order some food, order delivery, some Chinese, or Boston Market, they have good food, good night, nice vegetables and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sitting down at a nice dinner, and then like everybody else was saying, explain to them, pull out all of their finances. Let them know that you've done your research. So then they think, then they'll know that you're not taking an easy way out. You're just taking a way out. You're just taking a way that God has placed in your heart. But you do have all your stuff together. So have all your paperwork together. And then go for what you know. But like my mom said, do it in love. If you do it in love, then I'm pretty sure your parents, that they'll look at it a little bit differently. And sometimes we as parents, we do think that our children will take the easiest way out possible. But if you sit them down intelligently and explain it to them intellectually, I think that you can reach them, okay? Now, hey, that does it for this show for today. It was a short show, I know. But, hey, we got to get going now. We got some things we got to do. Listen, tomorrow's Sunday. Don't forget to go to church tomorrow. And if you don't have a church home, you can meet me at Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dow Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas, where my senior pastor is Reverend David L. Griggs, Jr. Love you, Pastor Griggs. Love you, First Lady Renita Griggs. I'll see y'all tomorrow. And everybody else, hey, meet me right here next Saturday, 9:30 a.m. in my cafe, Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com.
Okay, Timo.